The hurricane that wrecked so many lives in Puerto Rico also disrupted efforts to honor the dead. NPR first reported last December on a cemetery that was still closed. The storm caused a landslide that affected nearly 1,800 graves in the mountain town of Lares. Yesterday, some, but not all, residents got a chance to return to that cemetery. NPR's Adrian Florido reports that it came on a poignant day.
The occasion was Mother's Day, and yesterday, a little before 8 a.m., the city officials stood before the gates and reminded the crowd that only a part of the cemetery was reopening.
Van a ver unas áreas con la malla anaranjada. De esa área hacia allá no podemos pasar de ninguna manera.
He said the rest was blocked off by a plastic fence. Please don't cross it. The crowd streamed in, and Orlando González got to work, scrubbing the filth off the marble slab covering his mother's tomb and engraved with her name. And he said he had a confession. I broke the rules last night, he said. At 9:30, he'd hopped the cemetery fence and poured bleach all over the marble slab to loosen almost 2 years' worth of grime. Now he was scrubbing it off proudly, he said, for his mother. But people like González, who actually got to see their mother's tombs, were few yesterday. Many more were like Esther Pérez, frustrated or disappointed or furious, because upon entering the cemetery, they realized their mother's graves remained off limits.
Se puso a decir en cámara y todo que iba a estar ready para Día de las Madres. ¿Qué está ready? Un tercio, ni un tercio.
The mayor went on TV and everything and said it would be ready for Mother's Day, Pérez said. What's ready? A third? Not even a third of the cemetery. This mayor is worthless, she said. The mayor, Roberto Pagán Centeno, stood nearby.
Lo que pasa que esto es un acuerdo que se llegó con el Departamento de Salud y son ellos los que dicen hasta dónde.
We came to an agreement with the health department, the mayor said, because they're the ones who say how much access we can give. We can't break the law. The crisis at the cemetery, he said, is the biggest he's faced during his 15 years in office. The mayor says every day, desperate residents show up at City Hall and demand to know when the cemetery will open. This is a town where tradition and reverence for the dead run deep, he said. Carmen Roman said the 20 months since the storm have been a nightmare. Before the storm, she and her mother, Elige González, would visit her grandmother's grave, not just on Mother's Day. They also came several times a week to clean her tomb, she said. We haven't been able to do that at all. On Sunday, mother and daughter arrived at the cemetery with flowers in hand, only to learn the grave was in the part of the cemetery that remained closed.
Nos sentimos muy dolidos por esto. Esto llora a los ojos de Dios. Ay, Señor mío, Jesucristo, ayúdanos.
We feel really hurt by this, Roman said. God is shedding tears. The mayor, Roberto Pagán Centeno, said it'll be a long time before this town's ordeal is over. The plan is to exhume about 5,000 cadavers from the damaged section and move them to a new cemetery he is building nearby. 2 weeks ago, the Federal Emergency Management Agency approved $2.3 million to begin the work, but the entire project, the mayor said, will cost $30 to $50 million, and it could take years to complete. Adrian Florido, NPR News, Lares, Puerto Rico.